large caches of money. But we end up taking the two young men regardless. And I looked at my sergeant and I was like, "Sergeant, these aren't the men that we're looking for." And he told me, "Don't worry. I'm sure they would have done something anyways." And this mother, all the while, is crying in my face, trying to kiss my feet. And, you know, I can't speak Arabic. I can speak human. She was saying, "Please, why are you taking my sons? They have done nothing wrong." And that made me feel very powerless. You know, I was 82nd Airborne Division Infantry with Apache helicopters, Bradley fighting vehicles, and my armor, my M4. I was powerless. I was powerless to help her. And I was very naive back then. I thought that, you know, they would just take them and find out, yeah, they don't know anything. But later I found out people who were detained are being detained for years. Parents don't even know where their children are. And the lack of humanity in war, the place where you put yourself is, when you look at it in back, it's almost alien. We were driving down Baghdad one day, and we found a dead body on the side of the road. So we all pull over to secure it and wait for MPs or whatever authorities would come and take care of this dead man here who was clearly murdered. And my friends jumped off and started taking pictures with him, you know, with big old smiles on their faces, you know. And they said, "Hey, Vigis, you know, you want your picture with this guy?" And I said, "No." But no, not in the context of that's really messed up because it's just wrong on an ethical basis. But I said no because it wasn't my kill. You shouldn't take trophies for things you didn't kill. I mean, that's what my mindset was back then. Because I wasn't even upset that this man was really dead. They shouldn't have been taking credit for something they didn't do.